And as I look out here this morning, I see some familiar faces, some faces who have helped me quite a lot as I've gone into the schools with the Amazing Journey. And you know a lot about it already, so I'm probably not going to say anything you don't already know. But maybe there's some people here this morning, you know a little bit about the Amazing Journey, but you don't know too much. And perhaps there might be some people you know absolutely nothing. So what I want to do this morning is just give you a little insight to it, share a few stories, and also give you some things to pray for as well. And perhaps maybe even to encourage you to help with the Amazing Journey. Next time Noel stands up, looks for volunteers, and he's always struggling to get people to help, maybe what I say this morning might be a motivation and encouragement for you to come along and help as well. But I want to start off by reading a verse in the New Testament. You don't need to look it up, you probably know it well yourself, but if you want to look it up, it's 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. And this verse here is the motto verse that we use for the Amazing Journey. And in fact, you could probably use it for any children's ministry. It's a great verse. Read these words. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I'll read that again. And that from childhood, infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm glad I'm able to stand here this morning and say that was my experience. I grew up in a Christian family. I grew up in a family. My grandfather was the Baptist pastor of the church we went to. My mum and dad were Sunday school teachers. And every kids club going, every holiday Bible club I was sent along. From childhood, I knew the Holy Scriptures. And at the age of 7, August 1982, I trusted Christ as my Saviour. I was actually led to the Lord by my sister, who was still in Sunday school at the time herself. And that night, I became a Christian. I'm thankful I can stand here and say from childhood, I knew the Holy Scriptures that made me wise for salvation. But sadly, that's not the experience of most children in Ireland today. Most children don't go to church. Most children don't go to Sunday school or Bible clubs. Now, I was in your Sunday school this morning. I was really impressed by the size of you. You have a huge Sunday school here compared to many other churches who are really struggling. But you even think about the number of children who go to your Sunday school. It's probably smaller than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's very small in comparison to the hundreds and hundreds of children who live all around this church. And we should be thankful for the children who do come, but in reality, most children don't grow up in a godly home. Most children aren't encouraged to go to church. They're not taught the Word of God that makes them wise on the salvation. And that's the real vision behind the work of the Amazing Journey. If children don't come to church, we want to go to the one place where every child goes to by law. It's called school. And the great thing about our country is we're allowed into the schools. If you want to pray for something, pray that that would continue. I believe it will not continue for long. Countries like America, France are completely secular. And if you see the way our government's going, it's tolerance to everything, except Christianity, it seems to be. As political correctness sets in, I think 5 years' time, maybe less, our schools will be completely secular and they will be closed. So pray that they would continue and we make the best of the opportunities as they are open. And that's really our vision, to go into schools and to reach children. It's no substitute for Sunday school, it's no substitute for church, but for some of these children it's the only encounter they have with the message of the Bible. Well, how does it work? We go into the schools, we take over their assembly hall, we set up our large Bible display, and we take the children through one of our presentations. We have lots of different Bible presentations, so every year we visit a school with something different for the children to listen to. And I'm the main storyteller, the main presenter of it, and we have a few volunteers from local church who help out and become Bible characters and try and bring the stories to life as well. And at the end of our Bible presentations, we do some activities. Now, these don't add to the message, but they just add to the experience and make it memorable for the children as well. And before the children leave, we give them one of our Amazing Journey packs, and all the children in Sunday school left with one of them this morning. And inside we'll have a number of different things. We'll maybe have one of the Gospels, maybe Gospel of Luke, Gospel of John, or we might have a Gospel tract for children. And also inside the packs, we will have an opportunity for them to send off one of our free New Testaments. And each year we deliver thousands of these New Testaments to homes. And the reason we do this, the reason we run the Amazing Journey is to reach these children, but we've got three main aims. Our first aim is to tell children Bible stories. Stories that you grew up with knowing as a child. creation story, Adam and Eve, the stories of Christ, stories that the children in your Sunday school know inside out, but many children don't know them. As I was sharing in the Sunday school, I was in a school last Thursday, I asked them, how many days does the Bible say that God took to create the world? Not a single child could tell me the answer. Who was the first man that God made? Not a child could answer that question. And that's just school just 30, 40 miles away from us as we sit here this morning. Lots of children don't know the basic Bible facts. And if they don't know the basic Bible facts, they then don't know the message of the Bible, the gospel as well. So we tell them Bible stories, and we also tell them the message of the Bible. We take them to the cross. We explain why Christ died on the cross, how he rose again to be their Savior, if they trust him and accept him as their Savior. So we tell them Bible stories, we tell them the message of the Bible, but our third aim is to enthuse children to read the Word of God for themselves. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. We might have those children for only 45 minutes in a year, but if we can put the Word of God into their hands, enthuse them to read it for themselves, it'll do a greater work than anything we can say. And so we really want to enthuse them to read God's Word. We tell them that we believe this. Many people say it's just a book of fairy stories, but we believe it, and we want to enthuse them to read it for themselves. And that's why we give them copies of the Scriptures into their hands. Why am I involved in the Amazing Journey? I left my teaching job in Belfast about just over 3 years ago and to become involved. And over those 3 years, I've had the opportunity, the privilege, to speak to over 75,000 primary school age children across Ireland. And that's why I'm involved, and that's what keeps you going. So many children who never hear the message of the Bible. And sounds an impressive total, 75,000 children, 3 years, and it is great. We thank God for that. But as we said to the Sunday school children this morning, it's only scratching the surface. There are actually, in the moment in Ireland, 644,000 primary school age children. Hundreds of thousands more that we're not reaching at the moment. And that's a population that changes every 78 years as the children travel from primary 1 to P7 and then head on to their big school as such. And so every 7 years, the entire population of a school changes. And we in Baptist Youth, we want to reach these children. It's been great over the 3 years that I've been involved to have such encouraging stories. Children who have heard the presentation and have trusted Jesus Christ as their Saviour. Other children have gone home, have read the books they've got taken home in their yellow pack, and through reading the Scriptures, through reading the literature, have trusted and found Christ as their Saviour as well. We've heard of other children who have been encouraged to go along to the Sunday school and the kids' club in their local church, and through going along there on a weekly basis, have discovered Christ as their Saviour. And it's not just children as well. A very encouraging story came through from Ballymoney Baptist just before Christmas. And my predecessor, Billy Young, visited the Ballymoney area about 4 years ago. And one of the children came home with their pack, and inside the pack was a copy of John's Gospel. And when the mother obviously found this pack in the school bag and wanted to find out a bit more about it. And she was a Catholic, and she was married to a Protestant, mixed marriage. And she picked up the John's Gospel, started to flick through it, couldn't put it down. She started to read the Bible for herself. She said, I want to find out more about this. And inside the packet said that Ballymoney Baptist had brought this to the school. And on the Sunday night, she decided to go along to the church service to hear some more. And that night, going along to Ballymoney Baptist, she trusted Christ as her Saviour. She came home and she wanted to share it with her husband. She didn't know how to. And the best way to share it with her husband was to give him the John's Gospel. And he started to read it. He read it for 2 weeks. And after reading it for 2 weeks, he himself became a Christian and accepted Christ as his Saviour. Now, they didn't live close to the Ballymoney Baptist Church, so they decided to go along to the Presbyterian Church. And the folks in Ballymoney Baptist didn't know anything about this until just before Christmas passed there. This lady bumped into Gail Curry, the wife of Stephen Curry, the pastor in the church. And as they started to talk, this story came out. So 4 years on, here we heard this story. And 4 years on, the husband and the wife were still going on with the Lord. And thousands of these packs are going into homes. We might never know the stories of the impact that they have. Now, those are the stories, maybe the exciting stories, as you like to call them. And we hear these stories occasionally, but it's not as if these are everyday occurrences. For most children, we see them in the assembly hall, they walk out, and maybe that's it. Well, we don't. Maybe that's it as we see it, but we don't know what's happening in their hearts and in their lives. And really, the Amazing Journey is a seed sowing ministry. We're sowing seed, preparing the ground, sowing the seed of the Word of God into these children's lives. We don't know what will happen to it in the years to come. We don't know who they might bump into. Maybe a Good News Club, a Holiday Bible Club. Maybe I start to go to Sunday school and the seed might grow and bear fruit as well. Could I ask you to pray for the amazing journey? Could you pray specifically for the children in the schools here in Lisburn? Most of the schools, if not all the schools in Lisburn, have had the amazing journey at least once. Hundreds and hundreds of children, children you don't know who their names are, but they're children who live locally to you, and good seed, we hope, has been sown into their hearts. The word of, they've heard the word of God. Would you pray for them? We pray that they would respond to that, that they would grow to love God's word, but more importantly, grow to love its author even more. Trust him as their saviour. Would you pray for the children here in Lisburn? Would you pray for me as I travel about? Pray for me in this incoming week. This week I'm working with Gortmerran Baptist Church. Probably don't know where that is. It's not a familiar place on the map. It's just outside Dungannon. And we'll be actually visiting 8 schools this week, which is quite hard to do in 5 school days. But we're visiting 8 schools. 3 of them were Catholic schools, which is a tremendous opportunity. Sometimes I wonder how we end up in some of these schools. I'll actually be in a Catholic school tomorrow morning with 170 pupils. So could you pray for me this week? Pray for the children who are going to hear God's word. You're going to go home with a copy of Luke's Gospel. They've been encouraged to read it. Maybe send off one of the New Testaments as well. And just pray broader for the work of the amazing journey. We hope they expand. There are thousands of children we're not reaching. We'd love to expand the work, put more full-time workers on, and to reach more children, because our schools are at the moment wide open to this opportunity, and we want to reach them before our schools do close. So thank you for the opportunity to share this morning. I know it's quite a rush there. If you want to find out more, feel free to come up and chat with me at the end. But the best way to find out more about the amazing journey is to come along and see it in action. So next time Noel stands up, if you've got an opportunity, I would encourage you to come along. You don't really fully appreciate the amazing journey until you see it in action. That'll give you a better heart for it. Maybe if you're off work, or if you're not off work, maybe ask the boss for a morning off and you can come along, see it in action. You can help out and help the church here to reach many, many children with God's word. So thank you.